Welcome to the Community Living Show here on the National Community and Campus Radio Networks, Radio Networks Association, and also the full hour show on CITR 101.9 FM.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
And of course, good morning, everybody. Welcome to, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you get a chance to listen to our broadcast, and of course, our website, CITR.ca, and of course, Co-op Radio, and of course, Community Living Show, all in three stages that we do on the NCRA Radio Networks. I am Kelly Rayburn, along with Michael Rubin. How are you doing, Michael?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Let's get that microphone close
by. Yeah, let's get the microphone in a little better there.
There you go.
There we go. Doing pretty well.
And we've got no guests today, so it's kind of disappointing.
No, I've been trying to track down somebody to come on, and like the past few weeks, everybody's been, well, it's like, I'm booked to do this, I'm booked to do that.
So, or they're busy over the summer, and they can't do it.
Yeah, that sort of thing, right?
Right.
But that's just the way it is.
Yeah. And,
you know, we find other ways to add value to our listeners, right?
Yeah, but the show must go on.
Yes.
Of course, I'll be away on holidays. Well, I'm on vacation anyway, so you're going to take over.
So. Yeah, and I'm hoping to come up with some really good topic matter, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. One of the things that is kind of close to our show is autism. That's why we do a lot with Autism Speaks, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Yep. Airing a lot of that sort of stuff, and
most people don't know that I'm also autistic too. So
yeah, well, I got in a conversation with somebody about being people with autism versus people who has a little girl. She has cerebral palsy, autism,
yeah,
and some other nerve condition.
Right.
And she was saying, well, it's because of the autism that she won't ever learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's interesting, because most autistic people I know find at least one area that they're very gifted in. Like, for instance, yourself, mm-hmm. you're very gifted at building radio shows.
And other things, yeah.
Well, I know the one is like, you know, and you're very gifted when it comes to
music,
helping people, things like that. There's a few things that you're very gifted at,
of course,
and you're very focused on those things. Mm-hmm. So I just found it. I said to her, I was like, I used you as an example. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I'm not offended about it. So
yeah,
go
it's
on.
Like, well, you weren't there to defend yourself, I guess.
No, I wasn't.
So, but I said no. The guy I do radio with, Kelly, he's very gifted. You know, very, very intuitive, very smart. I was like, I don't understand why you're saying. Out of all the other conditions with the cerebral palsy and all these other nerve things, that you're saying that this is the reason why your little girl won't be able to learn right.
Right.
It's like...
I have a little bit of cerebral palsy. Not as much. It's only on my handset. I carry hot stuff sometimes, and it gets a little shakiness.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But... I mean, I wouldn't say it's normal, but I mean, not everybody has a perfect straight hand saying, here you go, perfectly passing a hot thing over to you or something like that. So, I mean, I'm not that normal perfectly, but I do pass along things or pass right. along things really good, but it's not, but it's not really, I mean, I do have the shakiness if it's, you know, tremor or just hot stuff and it's just, that kind of thing.
You do pass along information very well.
Yes, I do.
You know, so there's a few people that it's like, oh, it just happened to come up. It's like they mentioned something about autism. I said, yeah, well, Kelly has autism. And mm-hmm. they're like, Kelly who? So the people that we work with on radio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
It's like, they're like, Kelly who?
Yeah,
like,
who's Kelly? I mean,
they're like, and I say Kelly Rayburn, and they're like,
yeah.
They're like, there's no way. It's like, he's, yes. It's like, he does all these radio shows and stuff like that for us,
yeah.
and he helps out on controls, always jumping in to volunteer and mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's like, how could he, it's like, but he is.
Yeah, just to let listeners know, I first started doing community living show on the other station, Co-op Radio, for close to four years now. And then now we've worked our way over towards here, towards CITR, and hopefully we mm-hmm. will work towards the island over at CFUV and hopefully get a chance to hear what Peter Bourne has to say. I'm going over late August to meet yeah. Peter Bourne and talk about some issues that we normally do talk about on this show. Talk about autism awareness, talk about learning disabilities, talk about blindness, everything.
Peter Bourne is a very talented
and
man.
Of course, he is talented. He is blind. He used to be a resident of the Woodlands out near New Westminster,
yeah.
along with another colleague of mine as well. So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, Richard McDonald, who was also a co-host of the Community Living Show, along with Dave Sherritt, Laurie Sherritt, and those people, they started all at the Community Living Show right at the very beginning of during the 1990s. So it's been, Community Living Show has been around on the air since the 1990s on the original station, Co-op Radio. And we came along afterwards, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I got a question. What was your reason of coming over to the Community Living Show?
Well, the one thing was I wanted to learn radio for personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Just I used to do community radio when I lived in Arizona.
Okay.
It was more of a religious sort of thing.
Oh, religious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was
it more kind of
Christian
like,
radio?
Yeah, was it more kind of like Sunday service? Or
they did have a Sunday service on there.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was more of a hey, come on, let's tell your troubles so we can all have a group prayer sort of thing.
Oh, I see.
Sort of thing, you know. And again, that was one of the things that where I realized about the Community Living Show. It was about uplifting people and empowering people, not just simply about, oh, woe is me, I have a disability.
Right. But also an entrepreneur. You're an expert. You're experts on a lot of things. You're pretty talented on that too.
And one, like with the hidden disabilities, one of the reasons why I align myself with the hidden disabilities is because I have,
excuse me,
I have arthritis and mm-hmm. an asthma.
Yes.
And almost 40% hearing loss.
Mm.
So
mostly
and most people don't. Yeah. Most people don't. They're like, what?
Yes. Maybe we should, yeah, and there's another thing. Maybe we should talk about asthma and a lot more about asthma and how to treat, you know, about asthma, because I know for a fact that my mother is now suffocating with asthma as well.
Yeah.
She can't, I mean, she coughs. I mean, there are times where she coughs and she has to use those breather things.
So. Yeah. I have one in, I have one in every vehicle.
Right.
In case this summer's been really, really nasty for that. I've been constant out of breath.
Yes.
And
so there are many.
There's a lot of triggers.
Yes.
Growing up, somebody cutting the grass could trigger it for me.
Okay.
Because I have a grass allergy, and
it's probably the scent of the cutting of the grass.
Yeah.
And it causes effects on your breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of different triggers. Hmm. And one thing I will say this for any parents that are actually listening there, if your kid says to you, "Hey, they just ran out of breath," I used to say my breath fell away when I was younger, and till this day, my mother still's like, "Well, you didn't have it when you were a child." I say, "Well,"
right.
I said, "Mom, I used to tell you that my breath fell away."
Right,
and she's like, "Oh, you're just being dramatic then."
Oh no,
it's like, you know, honestly, if your kid keeps saying something about it, go get it checked.
No, yeah. maybe on our future show, we can also talk about peanut allergies. For some kids, I know a lot of people are fear of, you know, peanuts and stuff like that, that causes, I don't know if it affects on their throat and affects, you know, on many different ways.
Yeah, anaphylaxis is, the throat literally closes up and the person suffocates from their own body's defense mechanism. I don't understand all the ins and outs of it, but because I'm not a doctor.
No,
but literally, the person's throat starts to close up and from the swelling from the histamine effect.
Yeah, so there are a lot of issues we can focus on over the fall and winter as well.
Yeah, some disabilities just aren't obvious.
No.
Maybe it's just, and some people having them just aren't as obvious with it. But the one thing I do like what we do is we focus on the people who have a story where they got kicked, but they came back up and made life a little better for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So on August 20th show, I do have somebody booked that is just like that.
Okay.
So,
I will get a chance to listen to it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, we always try to record the podcast so people can listen for later on. But it's just kind of interesting some of the things that you hear people say about their kids, like I said, that woman being she was just very down on the fact that her child had autism.
Yes,
and I just thought that was kind of
strange.
Weird. Yeah, it's like I have five kids and I. Two of which had ADHD, and they had difficulty learning in the classroom.
Yep,
and I was never down on them about it. I always tried to make them feel that, hey, as long as you're going there, you're doing your best. Mm-hmm. You know, if you need help with something, you know, let's find you help.
Mm-hmm.
And my one son, he did actually ask for Ritalin. He said, "I just want to be able to sit down and do my work." And with that, he asked for to be placed on Ritalin. So okay. we looked more into it, and, you know, and we actually were able to get it for him. Okay. And he went from being what was an assistant C student to an unassistant A student.
Yep.
You know.
Right.
So.
Lots of things.
But that's the type of things that that you'd like to hear out of parents is like, you know, it's like, hey, I'm going to do something to help my kid be everything they're supposed to be.
So. Yeah. So these are a lot of things that we don't normally hear on radio media. Other radio medias, most of the private radio stations, they don't talk about it. And I know a lot of times, I mean, a few times, I think it's on the AM side. I think it was on CBC or CKNW. They might talk about it, but I know CKNW does a lot of commercial ads and stuff like that. And, of course, CITR and Co-op Radio and all the NCRA radios. I mean, none of them sponsor all this kind of stuff. In general way. So we talk about more of the other issues that most other medias don't even talk about it.
No. Yeah. I guess there is no, I hate to put dollars and cents to it, but I think that's what it is there's no dollars and cents that can be placed to just simply loving and uplifting the next person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. But that's kind of what we're about.
We are. We are.
You posted a link.
Yes.
For Autism Parenting Magazine.
Yep.
And I found this really cool article. I started reading it. I got halfway through it just before we got on air.
Yep.
But before we get started, do we need to go to a break before I start this, or?
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break.
I'm looking at our time for a break.
I know, so I hate to say it, but we'll tell our story in just a moment.
Yeah, we'll get to the story in just a second.
All right.
It looks like a pretty uplifting story.
All right, so coming back, this is the Community Living on the NCRA Radio Networks.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
And we're back on the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks, and of course our flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM. And if you're listening to us on other NCRA radio stations, please, 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 I can say please so many times. Support us. If you like listening to us on the island on CFEV, please support us on the Community Living Show. This is individuals with special needs, people throughout dealing with this show is called Dealing with Issues with Special Needs People Throughout British Columbia. That's what basically this show is all about.
Yeah.
So, okay, I said my piece. So I'm going to pass it over to you, Michael. Anyways, you've got something to say.
Yeah, well, I'm going to, off the Autism Parenting Magazine.
And
when I used to have a daycare, I used to deal with some autistic children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they were always happy, and it was like there wasn't a lot of trouble dealing with them. No more than in any other child.
Right.
But anyway, the name of the article is called Sibling Love, and it's a sister speaking about her brother.
Okay.
I still remember when my parents told me my brother was autistic. I was 5 years old, and I didn't understand what autism was at all. I just remember they told me about his diagnosis, and they had a negative, upset tone in their voice. Why is this such a sad thing? I thought to myself, he's still my little brother. Ever since I could speak, I was asking for my little brother, and nothing was going to make me not love my little brother that I got. Not to say that growing up with a younger autistic brother wasn't difficult for me. When I was young, I wanted to go to Disneyland. All my friends in elementary school had gone already. I felt like I was the only one left to go to Disneyland. It wasn't until I was 12 did we finally go as a whole family. But looking back on it, I'm glad we went so late in my life, so I can still vividly remember it. I was lucky to even have had the chance to go at all. It was so frustrating for me at times that my brother got more attention than I did. I never did think it was unfair. I always understood that he had a major disadvantage being autistic and nonverbal. But I've always felt like no one would care that I was in or out of the room. So, you know, some sibling difficulties there, right?
Yeah.
But you could have that with or without autism being there.
Okay.
But even though sometimes I felt a tiny ounce of jealousy in that regard, there was nothing that would stop me from standing up for my brother. I knew a fair amount of older siblings who would get embarrassed by their younger autistic siblings. There was one girl I knew whose autistic sister was getting picked on in the locker room of the local pool. The girl went in, saw her sister curled up on the bench in tears, and all she could do was blush and walk back out the door of the locker room. Well, I still remember being at a community event, and the boys that were verbally bullied me in middle school were verbally bullying my brother.
Right.
My dad walked into the room and told them off. I heard about it not long after that. I don't get angry often, but this infuriated me. I get most infuriated by people who make fun of or even give my brother an evil look. This harsh judgment has been helpful with boyfriends and friends. I judge all of my good friends and significant others based on how they treat my brother. Having an autistic brother creates a different kind of sibling relationship, but it also quite similar to any regular one. I feel incredibly lucky to have my little brother in my life, and I would not be the hard-headed, smart, selfless person I am today if it wasn't for him. So it's
interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that she sticks up for her brother.
Mm-hmm. So. Nice.
So, I don't see anything really. Anything really negative about it? It's like a sister wanted to be there for her brother. Mm. You know, it's pretty cool.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So, I would imagine there's more of that kind of stuff. Other articles like that in this Autism Parenting magazine. It's pretty cool that like these articles. A lot of magazines you have to like pay for the subscription to even be able to click on like that last article
of
I just
course.
Read.
Yeah.
So this is pretty cool that you're able to just without a subscription just for free be able to click on these sort of things.
Right. Good to know.
Yeah. Pretty cool. It was a really cool link that you shared with us.
Yes, so. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I think you put it on Twitter, was it?
Was yeah, it Twitter? We did. We do have a Twitter site. Yeah. Its Twitter site is @CLivingRadio.
Yeah.
That's our Twitter account. And if you can email us, it's communitylivingradio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about our shows, future guests, everything.
Yeah, even if you'd like to be one of our guests because you have a great story about...
the great story you just told about the Autism Family Awareness magazine thing. So that's a story there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if anybody out there listening has a story like that to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very similar to that. Yeah. CommunityLivingRadio@gmail.com. Of course, you're tuned in to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm Kelly Reburn along with Michael Rubin.
Yeah.
Anyways, I've got some social media marketing that I had from Ricky Shetty. Ricky Shetty is the daddy blogger on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
And he has interviewed, but he's also done some entrepreneurs and stuff like that. And this is a webcast that they did with social media marketing with Kara McNeil. Kara McNeil is a founder of the Butterfly Networking and shares about social media marketing and SEO at our International Marketing and Mastery Conference. Want to have a listen to it?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back in a moment.
I hear you heard a little bit about social media yesterday, and it's not part-time. It's something you got to do every day. Right? No?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Agreed.
Okay. So when Ricky called me, or actually, Ricky Facebooked me and asked me if I wanted to be a speaker here, I was in the midst of a whole whack of clients that didn't have any content. And so, I was very frustrated. And his timing and my frustration, like, totally went together for your benefit. Because creating content for your Facebook, for LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Bebo, all of them, your blog, is not that hard. What Colin talked about is that whole what goes on between your four and a half inches, Colin? 4.5 inches?
For some.
For some. Some days I feel like mine's 2.5. It's not that hard. We have a tendency to make it hard. So what I have for you today are a whole bunch of different things that are going to help you do content better. but who the heck am I to stand here talking about you to you? And I will be talking about you later with my tweets and Facebook and stuff. So we are, my company name is Butterfly Networking, and I fell into social media. I really didn't want to do it in the first place, but I kind of got pushed into it and found out that I loved it. So I don't just say do it, we actually do it ourselves. So we're in the 500 plus on LinkedIn. The Facebook page is at 143,000 fans plus. We used to be at 150, and then Facebook did this big cleanup of fake profiles, and we lost about 7,000, 8,000. And then we're also on Twitter. I can't even read that. It's like 48,000 followers on Twitter. So Team Leslie, I will be tweeting for you later.
Hey.
Leslie and I know each other. Say a previous relationship based on social media marketing.
Oh,
we're already connected. So take some of the benefits.
Action in action.
Totally. Social media in action. So I'm sure you heard this a little bit yesterday. Your potential customer, client, whatever you want to call them, is on social media. I actually just read something this morning. 75% of US citizens are using social media. Okay, we Canadians are a little bit less than that. I didn't find that statistic, but we don't usually have as many. But still, 75%. So people are on there every day, multiple times per day. How many of you here in this room have a personal profile on Facebook? And how many of you only go on that once a month? How many of you, maybe you stretch it then and you go on once a week? Okay, how many of you are on there every day? Okay, look around. Now keep your hands in the air, and I want all of you to take a look around. You don't leave, you sleep on it. Right? Your customer, your client, your potential, they are there. And it's just a matter of figuring that out and targeting it. And I'm being followed by an expert in targeting. Matt will come up next, and he's going to tell you how to do it. But guess what? Once you've got them, you can't do nothing with them if you don't have content. What do they come back for if you've got nothing there? You've got to have the content. So here are some of the other ones. Pinterest, Tumblr. People are there all the time. Every day. Multiple times per day. They're sleeping. So what we're going to cover is, I wish I could read the one over here so I can have to keep looking at the screen, but I can't. So my eyes just ain't that good anymore. Where to find a steady stream of content ideas, three shortcuts to make that content creation even easier, and five SEO secrets for viral content. How many of you want to know just a little bit about some of that? Just a little bit? Good. Good, and I didn't waste my time. So where are you going to find that steady stream of content ideas? Because they are everywhere. No matter what your topic is, no matter what niche you're in, your content ideas are out there. Everywhere. So RSS feeds. How many of you actually know what an RSS feed is? Registered Retirement Savings Plan?
Sort of.
Because a good RSS feed can lead you to a Registered Retirement Savings Plan. So an RSS feed is you finding content that you really like, that you enjoy yourself, that complements what you do or kind of takes it to the next level or just in some way is sort of connected. And then you get on their RSS feed so that you automatically get their information every time they post something new, they say something, they put it on their blog, you get connected to those people. And sometimes all it takes is seeing that brand new blog post that Joe Blow's Doggy Shampoo has done, and it triggers, like, oh my gosh, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this. It all connects together. And when you're getting those RSS feeds and they come directly to your inbox when you set them up, it's right there. You have no excuse. There is some potential information that you are going to be able to, number one, you can just share it, connect with it, tweet it, anything. Or you can use the idea to write your own blog post. My suggestion is get used to writing your own blog post, get those ideas flooding in. So next are what we call swipe files. Somebody like that name, swipe. When I first saw that, I thought, I don't want to swipe nothing. I'm one of them hard entrepreneurs. I give a, I don't want to be swiping. But what a swipe file is you get on the email lists of all of the experts in your area, in your niche. So if you're into photography, you get on all the great photographers' niche email lists. You then are getting a steady stream of what the other experts are doing. And sometimes, all you have to do is read the subject line of the email, and it'll trigger something. And others will go, yeah. But when you get that steady stream coming into your inbox, it's going to trigger ideas in you because you are an expert in your area. You wouldn't be building a business on this specific niche if you didn't know something about it. You just wouldn't be doing it. Unless you had a lot of money. Got everybody else to do all the work for you. Amazon. How many of you have actually shopped on Amazon? If you are into a niche that is totally digital, whether it be coaching or you're selling online products, all of those kinds of things, you're selling digital products, how many of you think you could find the odd product or two that complements?
We're just going to leave it there for now. We're going to play a little bit of more stuff on there. That was Kara McNeil, of course, the founder of Butterfly Networking, who's sharing about social media and marketing. You can also find out more about the conference at www.yvr, yvrconference.com. We're going to come right back in a moment. This is the Community Living Show.
Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. We play all types of D&D or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in a moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune into the Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 p.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by me, DJ Ray, and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca. Welcome back to the show. This is the Community Living Show. I'm Kelly Rayburn. Yes, of course, I'm also known as DJ Ray. And, of course, this is Michael Rubin. How are you doing?
Pretty good now? Pretty good, yeah.
So we were just listening to some social media marketing, Carol McNeil. And, of course, it's been taped by Ricky Shetty. And, of course, Ricky Shetty has a website. If you want more email details about what he does, go to www.daddyblogger.com.
You'll find links to all of his stuff, upcoming conferences and things mm-hmm. like that also. So, yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
We also have a thing on, I wouldn't say on Twitter, but, what was it? We also have a similar type of thing on Spectrum Outfront. It's called 101 to make Friends. And we do have some postings of upcoming interviews and stuff from the Spectrum Society of British Columbia, which of course is based in Vancouver here. And that's where I get the funding and everything from members and from staff members and stuff. So I am a client for Spectrum Group, called the Spectrum Society or Spectrum Friends. I think their website is called spectrumfriends.com if you want to check them out as well.
Yep.
Any front on to that?
No, honestly, do you know more about what Spectrum does and who they serve better than I do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Because that's what we do. Well, yeah. That's what most people do. Yeah. Anyways, I know for a fact that we had a annual picnic that we did a couple of weeks ago out near Trout Lake. It was pretty good. I got a chance to go, what was it, last Wednesday, and it was from 3 to 6, and they had some, amazing people. Most people I do know and most people that I didn't know, so. You make new friends onto that. And that's what they had in their meetings, of course. There are 101 ways to make friends. And I believe they do have a website for it. I don't know. Okay, so I do have it. Is 101friends.wordpress.com. That's the main website. 101, the number one, the number zero, and the number one, friends.wordpress.com. So Spectrum Society does do a little conference meetings as well. Want to go back to the other one?
Oh, that's I just pulled it up here.
Okay, maybe you can.
It's
there. You go.
Welcome to 101 Friends.
Yes.
Our 101 Ways to Make Friends book and website will share strategies for creating, expanding, deepening networks of support for folks with disabilities, their supporters, friends, mm-hmm. and family. For our workshops, check out 101friends.com. We're actually already on there.
You're already on there. You have to go, of course.
So there is a link on here also to their workshops.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. They have workshops to help people with that.
Absolutely.
Upcoming training events with David Pitanak.
That's a hard name to say.
Yeah. I'm sure he, sorry, David, but I'm sure you're probably, I hate to say this, used to having your name getting butchered all over the place.
So, but, David, if you're listening, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
We do our best to pronounce your name right.
But yeah, and if David, if you're listening, maybe you want to come on and talk about your training events.
Mm-hmm. So, that's what Community Living Show is all about.
Yeah, that's. Well, you know, it gives us something to work on. Let's see if we can get a hold of David.
Sure.
And great. see if he'll come on our show.
That'd be great.
Yep.
So there's a lot of issues on 101 ways to make friends.
Yeah.
Anyways, want to go back to social media marketing?
Sure. Let's go back
for another
that.
Few more minutes. Yeah. Of course, you can always check it online at youtube.com. Search word for social media marketing for Carl McNeil, or you just subscribe to Ricky Shetty. All right. Back to the conference.
Well, say you're a coach, and one of the things you're coaching on is time management. If you went to Amazon, I'll bet you anything, you could find a whole bunch of different tools that would help people manage their time better, whether it be a calendar or an organizer or something like that. There's all sorts of different tools out there. And then you can write a whole blog post on, hey, you know what, I think you might want to test this one out, you might want to test this one out, and then you stick an affiliate link to Amazon in every single one of them. So now not only do you have content, you're actually going to maybe make a little money. The other thing with Amazon is the books. There are hundreds of thousands of books on Amazon, and I actually just got my very first bestseller on Amazon a couple months ago. I have an order to bring because they wanted to give a few away today, but they haven't arrived yet. Thanks, UPS. They're probably coming Monday, right? So in the Amazon books, you are going to see lots of different kinds of topics. And take a look through, scroll through, see the titles of the books that people are writing in your niche. In some of them, you will be able to get, you know, that first free chapter, all of that, go in and read. There's like hundreds of ideas in there. Amazon is a wealth of great content. Reddit. How many of you in here have ever used Reddit? And how many of you have been down the Reddit rabbit hole? Just about everyone who puts their hand up. Now, I'm going to warn you. Reddit is a great place to find people who are bitching and complaining about stuff. So if you're in a niche where your product or service can answer bitching and complaining, Reddit is the place to go. But beware, because, oh my gosh, it's so easy to get. That is the one where I go down the rabbit hole the fastest. I have a tendency to make my team do that instead of me, because I just, it's so easy. But people are in there asking questions. They are complaining about things. They are talking about different products that they've used. All of the different things that go on with that conversation of, I've got a problem, help me solve it. So what you want to do is you want to get in the help me solve it part. And if you think maybe your niche isn't in Reddit, how many of you who have been on Reddit think there might be someone in the room whose niche isn't represented by something in Reddit? Not possible? No? There were conversations and just all sorts of weird stuff happening in Reddit that you will definitely discover something that you can use for fodder for your own blog, your own posts, your own content. I got more e-zine articles. This is actually where I got started. I came into internet marketing and was kind of kicking and screaming and dragging me across. And I ran into an expert who taught me how to write articles. So on e-zine articles, I am, I think, number 3 in social media marketing on e-zine articles, which is the biggest e-zine article directory out there. But what you want to do is you want to go in and take a look at the articles in your niche, take a look at the titles, take a look at the bullet points, and you're going to read the article and you're going to go, oh, I can write something way better than that. So I challenge you. Do it. It's part of the swipe file. You're going to go in and you are going to maybe combine 3 or 4 or 5 different articles because, well, no, you didn't mean it like that. Bullet point didn't like that. But you don't think that goes together. You're going to pull all of this stuff together and you're going to write your one article. But when you go into Easy in Articles, it's really focused and you can find your niche in there. It's definitely there. There's another one. It's like huge, hundreds of thousands of articles in there. I mean, you've got millions of articles in there. So there's going to be something in there. So say the title was Internet Marketing Mastery. Well, you don't want to plagiarize, so you're going to say Mastery of Internet Marketing. Right? The bullet points are how to do SEO, social media is fun, something like that. So instead, you're going to go, your bullet points are going to be social media the fun way. SEO the easy way, right? So use those ideas that you find in Easy Articles and put your own spin on them. The news. Now this is one of the ways you really can make your blog, your website, your posts go viral the fastest. Is if one of you had done a blog post yesterday, really early in the day, right after that announcement was made about same-sex marriages, and you did a blog post and you did all the things that you needed to do to put in the hashtags and your keywords and your density was right and all of that, chances are you could have picked up on a heck of a lot of that traffic yesterday.
All right, we're just going to leave it there, but if you want more information on it, go to the website, www.yvrconference.com. You can also subscribe to Ricky Shetty's website, www.dennyblogger.com. And of course, that was Kara McNeil, a founder of Butterfly Marketing, who shares about social media marketing and other Internet Marketing Mastery Conference. Just before we go, I've got an announcement. I wouldn't say announcement, but it's probably already happening on Autism Speaks Canada. Choices Marketing, and we talked about most of autistic stuff from the beginning, right?
Yes.
So we're going to leave you ending with this, the upcoming event that's already taking place right now. Choices Marketing is now hosting its second annual puzzle piece campaign that it's just started on August 1st, right through until August 11th. In one of 9 of its... What was that noise? Uh-oh. One of 9... Now I lost my thought. And it's of its provincial stories, including the campaign Stories Across Province, will raise funds through the sale of purchase of puzzle pieces. All contributors will go directly to Awesome Speaks Canada to find research, advocacy, and community programs, as well as provided support families across Canada impacted by autism spectrum disorder. Autism Speaks Canada is part of the North America's largest autism science and advocacy and organization working both locally and nationally to increase awareness about autism spectrum disorder, fund autism research and family services, and advocates for the needs for individuals with autism and their families in British Columbia and across all of Canada. For more information, you can also visit the website www.choicesmarkets.com/events.aspx or call 604-629-9298. 604-629-9298. And if you want more information on Autism Speaks Canada, you can visit the website, autismspeaks.ca, or call 1-888-362-6227. That's my event. Do you have any other events?
This month, August 15th, our friends at the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation are having their annual hoedown.
Annual what?
Hoedown.
Okay.
And it'll be in Otter Grove. If you want to get more information on it, go to the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Facebook page, mm-hmm. and they have more information up there. Or contact them directly. It's their username is Fibro Wellspring on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll try to get maybe find the link and put the link to the hoedown up there so you can purchase tickets.
All right.
Yay. It's all for fundraising for fibromyalgia. Yes.
All right. That is good. That is good. All right. So that's it for the program. Thank you, Michael, for coming in. Thank me as well.
Yes.
But I'm also a volunteer here.
Yeah. That's one of the things that sets us apart from commercial radio. We're volunteers.
Absolutely.
No one slides money in our pockets to make us say what we do.
Yeah. All right. So whatever your next show is, this has been the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. Have yourselves a great day. We leave you with one song called The Pack AD, and the song is called Worried.
Yay.
And we'll see you again next week.
Tomorrow, for those of
tomorrow
you
for
listen
those
to
people who are listening to the flagship station on Co-op Radio.
Yes,
for our 90-minute show.
Yes.
See ya.
All right. Bye. To the man, are you ashamed?